The voice of the Salukis, Mike Reese, is 6 feet away from me. Thank you, sir.
You know who they put close to it. You know, me and you are close to shoulder to shoulder. Paxton's over there in, you know, Cambria.
I learned in a meeting today, courtesy of the volleyball coach, Ed Allen, that I am officially the oldest person in the Saluki Athletic Department. And he said, as I walked in, as the last person to walk into this meeting of people this morning, well, here comes the canary. And so what he meant was, you know how they used to put a, let's send a canary down into a mine.
Yeah, canary in a coal mine.
So with this virus, let's send the old guy in there. And if he doesn't, if he doesn't keel over, he must be okay. Man. So we're tight.
I'm still reeling. I'm still reeling for about the old comment. You know?
We knew we'd get some gallows humor into this final
going on
edition.
103.
Yeah,
boy.
That was the reason you were the last one in. You had to put your walker at the door.
Yeah.
Mike Reese, can you put into words what the last 5 days have been like for not only Saluki athletics, but college athletics and sports as a whole?
Not really. But, you know, I this is a once in a lifetime, I hope, thing. I don't know. You see, 9/11, there weren't as many sports going on, and you didn't have the overwhelming social media. Mm-hmm. And so, but it was very hectic at that time in the athletics world. But you had football and you had volleyball going on, and that was about it. And so, but this, there are so many sports going on and championships and high-level sports and certain sports that are at a such a peak of interest nationally and more significantly financially. Mm-hmm. And I've not seen, I don't know that we've seen anything in the last two centuries where things change almost by the minute. The meetings that I've sat in at Southern over the last 5 days, they always conclude with whatever decisions are made. Well, they could be changed in a couple of hours, and they were changed. And a couple of things that were talked about today changed. And now, as you mentioned, Paxton, it's really only the essential people who have to go to work at SIU now, and what all classes will be online the rest of the semester. So. It's head spinning. It's I feel for the people who have to make the most important decisions, and Jarnigan does, and Dunn does, the chancellor, and the new president. Look what he walks into. Who I had a chance to meet at the Missouri Valley Conference tournament, and this is his debut. This is Jarnigan's debut. She got thrown into it to start with, and now she has to guide an athletic department through a pandemic. And so I feel for these people. And, you know, for a lot of us, and I'll speak personally, for a lot of us who think, well, I see an athletic director doing his job or her job, and I could do that. Not now, baby. Mm-hmm. Not mm-hmm. now. I don't envy athletic directors or university presidents for all the guff they get about what they make. They're earning their damn salary right now. Yeah. And so at whatever level you're directing athletics or leading university. So Paxton, no, I've not, you know, it's depressing. Jarnigan's taking this stuff hard. And
I'd be worried if she didn't.
Yeah, well, I know, but this is a different look, at least for me personally, because this is a woman who's a mother. Mm-hmm. And so she... You always hear coaches talk about their players as their kids, and rightfully so. But this is a woman who is a mother of college-age students who are athletes. They're college athletes. Her kids are college athletes, and so they're in the middle of this, and she's torn between the student athlete and what you do to make the best of the situation for the department versus getting everybody sick. And I know it's been hell for her, and she got thrown into the job to begin with, and now she's thrown into this as well. So, you know, I feel for her, and I hope we never see anything like this this again.
Up to now, it's been a pretty wild and eventful year for Saluki Athletics. Yes. Bounce back for football,
yes.
New program in women's soccer. Ed Allen taking over volleyball. Saluki men's basketball is back. The magic is back, baby, at Banterra Center. Baseball and softball looked like they were going to carry that momentum into the spring before the rug was pulled.
Yeah, there weren't any, there weren't any championships. But there are a lot of seconds and thirds, and I'll be curious to see where Southern finishes if they do a, an all-sports trophy. Because Paxton and Mike, certainly there's more optimism around Saluki Athletics on the field than there's been and on the court than there's been in a couple years. I don't know how optimistic you could be at the end of 2018, 2019 about things. But you sure can be now. I think there's only one sport that you can look at and think, women's basketball should have won some more games. Now, maybe that would have turned around in the conference tournament, but I think more was expected. Had they been able to play the conference tournament, maybe they'd been able to find the spark and do it. But every other sport, half of which were guided by new head coaches, there was a lot to get excited about. And I look forward to football in the fall. It was good to hear Javon Williams running for a touchdown, no matter how many ever months ago. This will be the most hyped football team since 08, probably, when Dale Lennon took over for Kill. 07 was hyped going in. 08 was hyped because they had a lot of the same players and they had a new coach, and so what would that be like? Hyped, I guess, for a different reason. But this will be the most hyped football team since then. And for good reason. And you have a star. You have a guy worth watching play. And Javon Williams is. And what will his role be?
Yeah.
And they're going to now that's what spring was to be for.
Right.
They have some different things in mind for Javon Williams. And what will what will Ed Allen's recruits in volleyball? Volleyball stunk in 19 and was a joke. But now volleyball is formidable in a league that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so now what will his recruits be like?
Yeah.
And so what will year two be? I think track is in a great spot, Ron. I feel bad for baseball and softball.
Mm-hmm.
Blaylock in softball didn't hesitate at all about saying she had an NCAA team. Mm-hmm. Southern has a new baseball coach and the same players. And they had a record that was two games better at the 18-game mark when it got shut down, and they were about to play Illinois. And that's kind of when the season went sideways a year ago when they got swept at Illinois, and then the season went to hell in the conference when they won only five games. And so I was curious to see what would happen against Illinois. But there was a reason for, I think, some interest and some enthusiasm about baseball, and they have a recruiting class next year that's heavily rated already. And so track, I think I mentioned, is in good shape. The golfs are coming off strong seasons. Swimming made a run at the end. I think one of their conferences they figured to finish better. One of the two gender conferences they figured to finish better. But when you have the number of sports that SIU has, and you don't need all of your fingers on one hand to talk about or to wonder about how good those programs are, Southern's in a really good spot. That doesn't mean Saluki Athletics is perfect. They have a lot to work on right now. But I'm very optimistic about where SIU Athletics will be going into 2021, and I wouldn't have said that going into 19-20 or 18-19.
We've got the end for softball, baseball, but now you look ahead because Nick is going to have to do things differently. Those players are going to have to do things differently. Nobody's coming back semester-wise. So you wonder how far in the future, and nobody knows, how this is going to affect, but there will be differences.
Yeah. And so, but as Liz Jarnigan mentioned, the fact that everybody else is in the same boat helps even the score. And, from talking to Nick Hill over the last couple of days and having been around enough football coaches in my life, they would be, most of the football coaches I know would be freaked out about not having spring ball and trying to find a way to get around the system. And I haven't heard that out of Hill. And I've been around him a decent amount over the last week, and he's more about players that are trying to get back and trying to get into the country. Cahoon, the punter from Australia, went home for break. Oof. So now he's come in, and we know about the mess trying to get back into the country from the places that we can't travel to anymore. And so he's got some athletes like that. And he'd be amazed the number of athletes, fellas, whose SIU life is much better than their home life. And so they're better off here. You'd be amazed how little they have. Even the ones that you might stereotype as having, they don't. I was shocked to learn the number of athletes who don't have laptops. Now, they have a phone, but now if you're going to do online classes, and I'm sure the percentage is similar to... There's a reason why classes are held in person. Most of the classes are held in person because most of the people... That's the way most of the people either want to teach it or want to learn it. Well, now, if you don't have those at a time where perhaps your parents lose a job or don't have any money, and for whatever reason, and now that's how you have to go to class, because you do have to stay eligible so you can stay on scholarship, because the NCAA is not going to care
right
whether you're eligible, whether this was there was a virus or not, because schools are making online classes available. So there's so many variables, and that's why I feel for people like Jarnigan. It's easy for a lot of us to make a decision that would seem awfully competent to us, but injurious to many others. And so, but back to the original point, I think that will be a setback for football. But Jarnigan was saying something without saying something when she used the word creative. And it's up to these coaches now. What can you do within the rules to prepare your team? And so we'll see how that plays out over the next few weeks.
Saluki basketball, as we mentioned, Magic back at Banterra Center as Brian Mullins in year one, exceeding expectations both inside the Valley and out. And you got a chance to talk to him the other day and kind of get his thoughts on the season that went by. What was your take?
Yeah, actually, we spoke today, and I'll be posting those over in segments over the next couple of days, give people a chance to distract themselves for a little bit and hear about the team, because there is a lot to talk about with the basketball team. And so there'll be a number of segments. We'll talk about recruiting. We'll talk about, does he think Aaron Cook is going to come back? What does he think of the season? What did he think of the season? And break down the freshman and what he anticipates next year. And one of the things that we talked about today in the interview that we posted today was it's easy to say Brian Mullins got everything out of his team this year that he could have gotten. First of all, he deserves kudos for building a roster that late that could be 500. And so it's easy to say that, but does he feel that way? Does he feel like he got the most out of his team this season? And that's one of the questions I had for him today.
Well, I think in terms of their effort and their commitment, how they handle themselves on the court, off the court, in the community, I got everything out of those guys. The results, we had positions to win games at the end of the season, a couple close games at home, the game in the Valley tournament that we could have won. So in terms of being satisfied, I'm not satisfied with that aspect of it. But in terms of, their effort, the practices, the workouts, the locker rooms, the road trips on the planes, on the buses, academically, those guys have been amazing, and that's the reason we were able to have some success, because they tried to control everything they could possibly control.
With the winning streak and then the struggles at the end, do you feel like you peaked too soon? Is that even a concept that you believe in?
No, I don't think we peaked too soon. I thought we got better throughout the season, and we were playing really well during that winning streak. And then I think towards the end of the season, we lost a couple close games. During the winning streak, we pulled those games out. We were able to beat Northern Iowa. We were able to beat Loyola. We were able to beat Missouri State. At the end of the season, we lost a close one to Bradley. We lost a close one to Indiana State. Obviously, we didn't play as well at Valpo. We didn't play as well at Missouri State. And I think that happens through a course of a season. I thought that Northern Iowa, we played really well, and we got in some foul trouble in the second half, and, you know, momentum kind of took over. But, you know, and then we lost a very close one in the tournament against Bradley. So I think figuring out how to continue to win those close games next year will be vital for our team's success.
Okay. Again, you can check out part one of that at least two-part interview at SIUSalukis.com.
What do you think? Do you think he got the most out of the team, or did your expectations...
Well,
By the seven-game winning streak, should they have finished the season better?
I thought a Brian Mullins team played how I thought a Brian Mullins team would play. That was that team. The fact that he was able to do it in year one so quickly, putting together that roster, that's what impressed me the most.
He did it
about
so
first
quickly.
Season. Yeah. But then we
Eric Benson was a huge find.
Yeah, but then the standard was kind of set when Drake and Missouri State essentially did something similar the year before that. So you can win in year one in the Valley, mm-hmm. And the fact that Brian Mullins was able to do that.
Well, the emergence of DeMasc, too, because that was just like Javon Williams in football. Now, all of a sudden, you've got a marquee player, and you've got a player that people are coming to see. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put my money down. I want to see him do that again. Mm-hmm. And that gets everybody excited, the community talking. Now you got people from Harrisburg coming over. You got people from Mount Vernon driving down, a la like we had with Shipley and guys like that before.
And that's a good point. I would have thought it would have taken a local or a regional player to get that kind of buzz back. But it's some kid from Waupun, Wisconsin.
Yeah, but he's so clean cut and wholesome, and it looks like he's the guy you want your daughter to go to homecoming
with. If anything, I thought the draw would be this is Brian Mullins' team. But as the team came together, the draw was the players.
Yeah, and sort of the way Carlton Fay kind of captured everybody's imagination a few years ago was, I mean, you had, and I'm going to say this, and I there's probably some of them listening. You had women from young age to older ages that, he was a matinee idol.
Heartthrob effect.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people wanted to sit down in our seats because they hoped he'd slide into it. You know, I want to see him get this close. And he had that kind of appeal, don't you think?
Yeah. And Southern got him because the Cincinnati coach went to UCLA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Cincinnati hired Northern Kentucky's coach because he was going to Northern Kentucky. And that's the only reason he's here, and he had a connection with one of the people that Brian Mullins heard. I think we've learned with the last two coaching hires that Saluki fans are happy and are interested when a Nick Hill coaches their football team and a Brian Mullins coaches their basketball team. But local heroes or not, Hall of Famers or not, and Nick will be when he's no longer the head coach here, but Brian already is, you still have to win. And so it wasn't 7,000 the first time that Brian coached a game. And so it's going to be interesting to watch. I didn't see the seven-game winning streak coming, nor did I see the losing at the end. And it'll be interesting to see how they handle that. I think pressure, when they went to Valparaiso and stunk up the joint, I think you could make a legitimate case for the pressure because they're a game out of first place. They know they got games coming with Northern Iowa, and so they know a big. And I don't think that they were just quite ready for that. Yeah. And Valpo is a different team at home as all these teams were this year. So I'm curious to see what he adds, you know, and. But to establish the culture that he did that quickly, I think bodes well. And the way he beats himself up when the things he feels that he shouldn't control go awry, the things that he should be able to control, Alex Club plays at the end of a game that he feels that they should have won, or why didn't they show up at the start of the second half? I think that's torture for him right now. And I think that will pay off for him. As he adds better players. I mean, I think that's going to be a key. They've got to find some more points just where they know that they're going to get into the 60s every time they play. Because no matter who he adds, he's going to add a player, as he says, who can dribble, pass, and shoot, but also knows the game and also will work the game kind of like how he worked the game when he was just obsessed with play. It's the number one thing in his life. is basketball. Yeah. And that's the same way now. And so he can spot those sort of players, and his gut works on that, and they've got to be older players. That's one of the segments that will be out there in a couple days about recruiting and what will they add. And so I'm really curious. That program has got to take hold for Southern. It really does, and right now it looks like it will.
Crystal ball time for Mike. Do you think fall sports will start on time?
I'm glad he said ball after crystal. yes, I don't. But look, the last week has told me I'm not going to bet my house.
I'm not taking this to Vegas. I can't take it to Vegas.
Vegas is shut down.
Yeah. I wouldn't bet my house or either of your houses on it. If the fall sports season doesn't start on time, then we have bigger problems.
Yeah,
something nasty has happened. But something nasty can happen. It's a pandemic. And how that runs its course over the next few weeks will determine whether that happens.
Do you see Deanna Price in Tokyo at the Olympics?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, there's so many. When does baseball start?
Yeah.
And does basketball and does the NHL restart?
Gotta hope so.
You have a better handle on that, Murph, than I do.
Jeremy Chin will get drafted. What round do you think he goes?
Yeah. Everything seems to point toward second being the earliest and fourth being the latest. He's tested well. You don't hear very much where people don't test well.
Yeah.
I don't want to put a little qualifier in there, but, I'm torn there between... I really root for the guy.
When you see random sports fans, teams on Twitter going, boy, I'd like to get that Jeremy Chin kid.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just football experts and Mel Kiper types.
I remember
fans.
They were talking about maybe he's going on the Bears and people went nuts.
Yeah.
You know, Bears. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember that kind of buzz.
I'm so happy he stayed. I'm not proud of that being one of the first things I thought of. But he had a great career. He's a great student. He's a great person. He will graduate. That's what he's doing. He left after the fall semester anyway because the only classes he needed to graduate were online, and he could do that and work out. And he was the same weight when I saw him when he came back to the basketball game in which he was honored. And but his body looked totally, totally different.
Wow.
And so I'm really excited to see how that works, because he'll do whatever they ask him to do. He'll have to show that he can play some corner,
right?
To play safety,
probably be special teams.
Yeah, have
out.
To play special
yeah.
teams
have and to come down torpedo somebody
yeah,
a couple of
but,
times.
In 3 years, I'm really curious to see if he sees the big payday, because he's going to get a good payday to start with, and the new contract looks like it helps him too.
Yeah, new CBA now, so he'll be playing
extra
a 17 game season.
Yeah,
maybe as soon as this season, probably 2021 as well.
Teddy Bridgewater, quarterback for the Bears. Jeremy Chin at safety for the Bears. I might become a Bears fan. Yeah. Might have a new team.
I hear the Cardinals have asked a lot about Chin. Have spent a lot of time
Arizona
with
Cardinals.
Him.
Yeah,
yeah. They spent a lot of time with him on the pro day. I heard that. A week ago, Kansas City has talked about him a bit too, and Kansas City has a need as a backup.
Yeah,
joining a Super Bowl champ. How about that?
That'd be a good start.
That'd be a good spot to land.
I don't know. Would you rather start with a good team or a bad team?
Rather start with a good team.
I don't know. He's gonna make some team better. I think we're all confident of that.
Yeah.
So
fun. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Appreciate it. Thanks for
and, go another hour. Yeah. Nothing else is going on.
Yeah.
Go back to ESPN and they're gonna be playing cards.
Yep, our social distancing's up.
Want to thank the voice of the Salukis, Mike Reese, for your time, not only today but for all season long.
Thank you.